Sean Kingsbury of TASC is thinking about his congressional wish list as the 114th Congress gets down to business starting this week. And one of the things that you and I have talked about on a number of occasions before, Sean, is data-driven approaches. Now, we can expect a lot more oversight from Congress. How would you like to see them use data to oversee what federal agencies are doing, not just with IT, but all across the board, Sean?
So when you look at where we are today, to me, this is the perfect time to have these types of discussions. You know, our country's come a long way in regard to the acceptance and the need and value of technology. I mean, you know, we should look at this as a transformative time littered with opportunity. We've realized the importance of technology and the power of information. You know, that's been ratified in federal strategies like the Information Strategy for Information Sharing and Safeguard and Comprehensive National Security Initiatives, Data Act, IT reform, and working groups like the Cloud Computing Caucus. We have contract vehicles to streamline the procurement of cloud computing technologies. So we don't need to prove the value of these 21st century computing approaches. It's a thing in the past now. What's needed is incentive powered by policy to kick the ball down the field. You know, when you look at incentives like, you know, fraud, waste, and abuse, using approaches like big data analytics to hone in on bad actors, using entity resolution, data mining to connect to potential, you know, targets, right? That was proven by the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board. You know, cloud and the use of cloud capabilities for analytics on-premise and as a service. You know, shared services from the vantage point of sharing federal data to decrease duplicity, which in essence decreases taxpayer cost. Cybersecurity, when looking at MTIPs and TIC implementations, you know, so, you know, I'm pretty happy about, you know, my new role when you look at what we're doing over at TASC is to help federal agencies achieve these efficiencies because it's a different world and there are different approaches to get there. But I think that we really need to look at how policy and guidance can kind of kickstart a lot of this, because right now, you know, there's lots of talk, but there isn't lots of action to see the outcomes of enabling a lot of these capabilities to become reality.
One thing you didn't mention was FedRAMP, Sean, and I wonder if that's something that the government can take to Congress and say, look, this is an example of the kinds of infrastructure we can put in place to make it easy for agencies to replicate purchasing and replicate security guidelines and stuff like that. And so this is one example of why you should let us present you with these things on our own rather than have you dictate everything that we should do and how we should do it.
Oh, I completely agree. The challenge has got to be, you know, balancing policy with reality. And you know, the way it works normally is you have the reality and the on-the-ground work that's taking place, and policy normally has to catch up with reality. And I think the intentions and the goals of FedRAMP are completely valid. But that process needs to be energized in a way where it could be fast-tracked, if in fact that's going to be the process we're using, in a way where other opportunities and other innovations can get infused into government processes in a timely fashion for the government to really reap the benefits of it. But you're completely right. FedRAMP is completely important, or policy like FedRAMP.
Well, and that's where I wanted to go next, Sean, because one of the things that I asked Dave McClure when FedRAMP first rolled out was, would this apply, or this kind of structure apply, in other areas? Are there other places, other kinds of acquisition where you could make a model like this work? And he said, yes. We didn't get into the details of it because obviously he wanted to make sure that FedRAMP rolled out right. It's mature enough now that it seems to me, if you wanted to replicate it or try to scale it, now you can do it under the guidance of Matt Goodrich and Kathy Conrad and the folks who are running it. Is that a fair assumption on my part, you think, Sean?
Oh, it's completely fair. I mean, you know, it goes back to that old saying, if you build it, they will come, right? And right now, you can't have a conversation with the federal agency that's talking about implementing any new system without talking FedRAMP. So that says a lot about the emphasis and drivers behind the FedRAMP initiative. So, and that's half the battle. If you have the drivers behind it and the view of this is the way we actually need to do business to move forward, in essence, that's half the battle. So yes, but I think there are some opportunities to build onto that and do some reform on FedRAMP. When you look at the time that it takes to get through the FedRAMP process, when you look at bringing other capabilities into that process as well. But like I said, you're right, but there are opportunities to do it better.
The time there that's involved, though, is something Kathy told NextGov not too long ago that, I mean, the rigor is that you want is kind of hard to shrink down to a smaller period of time than the time that they're doing it. Now, I understand why vendors are apprehensive about it, why they want it to be shorter, because they want to be able to get to market faster. But by the same token, you want to make sure that everybody that's involved has had an opportunity to make sure that the people get accredited really are accredited and are going to provide a secure product.
You know, I mean, so I'm going to add yet another dynamic to it. There's a government agency dynamic to it. When you look at federal government talent and the need to educate federal government talent, so they can actually be better partners to help streamline that process as well. Because if you don't have the right partner, when you look at federal and industry, we're partners together to enable the federal government to move forward. And there's a requirement to have knowledgeable and talented resources on both sides that understand, one, business, to understand architectural configurations and how systems are interconnected. Three, understand priorities of the agency and what needs to get done, right? And I think that, again, this just goes into another requirement of federal when you look at the need to train federal resources to be better partners, to understand understand 21st century computing, understand business, understand project management, because all of those pieces play a role into delaying in some way, shape, or form these processes.
Sean Kingsbury of TASC is a former Chief Information Officer of the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board, and reviewing his congressional wish list for the 114th Congress vis-a-vis federal IT. You wrote on this list, embrace technology to advance our country's innovation. Are there policy things that you could see Congress doing that would give your peers who are still inside the federal government more latitude to be able to be innovative and to bring innovation from private industry into government, Sean?
Oh, so let's look at when we start to talk about a checklist, let's look at cybersecurity, right? You know, MTIPS and TIC to me is a massive opportunity that I think is just now becoming realized the value that you get out of it. And I'm going to say more MTIPS than TIC, because managed services is, from my perspective, the view of federal being more efficient with accountability to be able to drive results. And when you start to look at things in that space, because you can't have a conversation without talking about cybersecurity, to me, there are opportunities to fast track and push that ball down the field to bring more agencies into the MTIPS construct. Because what that does now is that kind of rolls up into the overarching DHS construct and improves our overarching information assurance posture and our information assurance threat level. So I think that, you know, just as an example, MTIPS, cybersecurity is an opportunity, right? More so, and we should use this as an opportunity to get policy behind it, to not just say we should do it, but let's get some incentives behind it to enable federal agencies to gain something from actually pushing this ball down the field.